Today on Building the Bakken.
I don't know that the support industries and sectors out there have reached a catch-up status with the industry.
Dakota Spirit Egg, which is an ethanol facility, or CHS, building out there. Plus you have the Stutzman Rural Water people. You have Jamestown themselves. You have Cavendish. You have all these different entities out there, and with the chance and the opportunity to even grow more, so they're going to need more water.
Yes. You are going to see some differences in the occupancy in these places seasonally, and that's to be expected. That's because of our climate.
For centuries, probably for millennials, we've had issues with poor water quality in western North Dakota.
And it's much different. It's instead of having these little disparate traps, which are oil fields, the Bakken is essentially where it makes oil. It's essentially a continuous oil play.
We're not throwing all the apples up in the air and seeing which ones we can catch.
From the epicenter of the nation's economy, North Dakota.
Crude oil, 100 million years in the making. This was brought out of the ground about 3 days ago. It's just now seeing the light of day for the first time in 100 million years.
The Bakken Formation is transforming the way people live and do business.
I work in the oil field up in the Killdeer Mountain. It is snowing. Been snowing here for about an hour to hour and a half. Visibility is quarter to half a mile.
Each week, host Jason Spiess leads headline making interviews with industry voices and oil field newsmakers.
Ed Schaefer, former Governor Schaefer, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm great. How are you doing, Jason? Good to be on air with you.
Building the Bakken is about the people, the culture, and the community.
I sleep in the back of my Dodge Ram pickup. Yeah, 9 days out there 24/7, no shower, you know, no anything.
The host of Building the Bakken, Jason Spiess.
If you like fine wine, you'll love fine oil.
Welcome to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spiess. On today's episode of Building the Bakken, we talk water with North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring. We travel to Grand Forks, North Dakota, stop by the Energy and Environmental Research Center, the EERC, and talk with the director, Thomas Erickson. Then we head down to North Dakota State University, sit down with Dean Bangson and Nancy Hoder, research scientists that penned a recent study on the oil impact happening here in the Bakken Shale Play. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken. But first,
my name is Jason Spiess, and this is Building the Bakken. Building the Bakken can be heard every week at this time on this radio station. In addition to the support of this radio station, Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Kids in Capitalism, instilling ethics, community, and character in tomorrow's leaders today. Check out the Kids in Capitalism Expo coming May 16th to Fargo, North Dakota at the Southwest Arena. That's the Kids in Capitalism Expo, May 16th. For more information, visit kidsincapitalism.com. The Crude Life Photography. When your photos need a crude approach, contact the Crude Life Photography. Check out their photographic feature in The Oil Man, a national energy magazine out of Norman, Oklahoma. That's the Crude Life Photography. Sometimes your photos just need a crude approach. Email sales@thecrudelife.com. That's sales@thecrudelife.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and best overall restaurant for 3 consecutive years. That's 3 awards in 3 years. The triple trifecta, the Lodge at Deadwood. Next time you're planning an oil conference, a wedding, or just a weekend getaway, check out the Lodge at Deadwood. Visit their website at deadwoodlodge.com. That's the deadwoodlodge.com.
Playing their songs, I tell them, forget it. You can't fake it. If you're gonna make it, you gotta live it. We get home from Nashville on a Monday night.
Make the Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort part of your perfect winter getaway. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need in one place. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Visit deadwoodlodge.com or call 877-393-5634 and ask about gaming and spa packages. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort, Deadwood's newest legend. Call them at 877-393-5634.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hello, my name is Otis, and I'd like to invite you to the Kids and Capitalism Expo, May 16th at the Southwest Arena in Fargo, North Dakota. You will experience outstanding entertainment, kidrepreneurs, philanthropists, and a $5 pulled pork lunch. Kirsten Baszler, Director of North Dakota Public Instruction, will kick off the expo discussing the importance of early education. That's the Kids and Capitalism Expo, May 16th at the Southwest Arena in Fargo, North Dakota. North Dakota.
Now I've been moving around a lot these days, from apartment to apartment, and state to state, and it doesn't really matter where I go.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken, and I'm your host, Jason Spies. In this week's segment of Shop Talk, we talk with Matthew Burton Kelly from the EERC, the Energy Environmental Research Center in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Matthew Burton Kelly is one of the presenters this year at the 2015 Williston Basin Petroleum Conference held in Regina, Saskatchewan. But first, this Shop Talk feature is brought to you by Kids and Capitalism. Be sure to program your calendar for May 16th for the Kids and Capitalism Expo coming to the Southwest Arena in Fargo, North Dakota. Listen to the Director of Public Instruction, Kristen Baszler, as she talks about the importance of early education at the Expo, plus hands-on experiences, live entertainment, and much more at this year's Kids and Capitalism Expo, May 16th at the Southwest Arena in Fargo, North Dakota. Check them out online at kidsandcapitalism.com. That's Kids and Capitalism, creating ethics, community, and character in tomorrow's leaders today. For more information on Kids and Capitalism, or to listen to their weekly KidCast, visit kidsandcapitalism.com. That's kidsandcapitalism.com. And now, back to our weekly Shop Talk feature with interview Matthew Burton Kelly of the EERC in Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Every time I roll back to town, every time I roll back around.
Let's go ahead and start with the basic here. What are residual oil zones?
I can answer that. A residual oil zone is a place where previously you had a geologic zone that there was oil in place, and then it's been swept. So down in Texas, they call it Mother Nature's water flood. So if you had had a structural trap and had fluid flow, groundwater flow through that, you're essentially doing what we would call a water flood or secondary recovery here, and that leaves a lower oil saturation. So if you drill into it, you're going to get 20 to 40% oil saturation, which isn't going to produce, but with potentially other methods, CO2 flood, you could produce the oil out of it.
A conventional oil field would have about 70 to 80% oil saturation when you find it, most conventional oil fields, and like Matt said, residual is about half of that. And so if you were to try to produce fluid, you would produce only water, even though there's a lot of oil there.
To listen to the full-length interview with Matthew Burton Kelly with the ERC, or to listen to other Shop Talk features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. And that Shop Talk feature was brought to you by Kids and Capitalism, instilling ethics, community, and character in tomorrow's leaders today. Mark your calendar for May 16th for the Kids and Capitalism Expo coming to the Southwest Arena in Fargo, North Dakota. That's Kids and Capitalism. For more information, visit their website, kidsandcapitalism.com. That's kidsandcapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and you're listening to Building the Bakken.
Foreign ground, and I feel like going back to North Dakota. Take a job and find a wife and finally settle down. But right now I'm addicted to the motion.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids and Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.